Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here with WPGW Radio. Eric Catterly is our studio producer. We're here at 100.9 through the Fort Recovery game, and then we'll be going to the Indianapolis Colts radio network at 7:30 as the Colts will take on the Steelers tonight. The kickoff isn't until 8:30. Pregame starts at 7:30. We're here at Mississinewa Valley this evening. Starters for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, who are 0-1 on the year, losing a heartbreaking overtime game to Arcanum the other day. Our starters are Carly Niekamp, a 5'11 sophomore, Callie Wendell, a 5'4 junior, Sage Luthold, a 5'10 junior, Kennedy Mollenkamp, a 6-foot sophomore, and Maddie Guggenbiller, a 5'6 senior. So you can see a very young group, only the one senior on the entire lineup. And Maddie did have a great fourth quarter the other night, hitting 3 3-pointers in the fourth quarter to bring us back. And then Callie Wendell had the tying three-pointer right at the end of the game, of the end of regulation, to send it into overtime. But we had the lead a couple of times in OT, just couldn't take it from there. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy has locations in Fort Recovery, right here in Union City, and also in Bern, Indiana. That's Calp Pharmacy. Don't forget their Fort Recovery location is open until 7 o'clock most weeknights, until 6 on Friday night. Here's a shot up from the left side, no good, by Fort Recovery's Sage Luthold, and the Lady Blackhawks from Mississinewa Valley have the basketball. Here's a shot up, no good. Rebound comes down. Mississinewa Valley gets the board. That was Taylee Woodbury with the missed shot a moment ago. Here's a turn and a pass on the left side. Back out to Woodbury. Shot between the circles. She'll pass at the free throw line. It'll give and go. And the ball's tossed out of bounds. Going to be given to Fort Recovery as Mackenzie Townsend tried to pass it off there to one of her teammates and just a little bit too high and went out of bounds. A turnover for the Valley. Fort Recovery being pressured full court here. Zone press. Maddie Guggenbiller across the timeline. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left side. It goes to Callie Wendell. Back to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy looking, passing on the right wing over here to Carly Niekamp. Around the horn. On the left side it goes. Back out to Callie Wendell. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. And Mollenkamp tried to pass the ball, but nobody cut towards the pass. A little miscommunication there, and the ball went out of bounds, untouched. Turnover, Lady Indians. No score in the game here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Ask about Calp Pharmacy's weekly prescriptions program, where they'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just check with one of the friendly Calp Pharmacy pharmacists for more information about their weekly prescription program. Mississinewa Valley just threw it away, and now Fort Recovery throws it away, and Valley has it back. At the other end, up and good. And a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. It's going to be called on Sage Luthold. And correction, Carly Niekamp gets called for the foul. Doesn't look like they're going to put the... maybe they are. Didn't know if they were going to put the fouls up on the board or not. Free throw is up and good by Valley's Jocelyn Hoggett. Jocelyn Hoggett, a sophomore, a senior, and Fort Recovery turns it over again. 3-0. Mississinewa Valley in the lead here in the first quarter. Too many turnovers for the Lady Indians here early. Here's a shot up, no good. Rebound back up and in by Townsend. Mackenzie Townsend hits the basket on the rebound. Makes it 5-0. Valley with an early lead here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. 5:38 remaining. Carly Niekamp will pass to Maddie Guggenbiller. There's a foul called on the Valley. Full recovery coached by Holly Gann. Mississinewa Valley coached by Michael Page. Keith Fields is the JV coach. I saw him play high school basketball back in the day, about 40 years ago. Here's a shot up, no good by Maddie Guggenbiller. But Fort Recovery got the rebound. Guggenbiller with it, tries to pass in the middle, threw it away. Another turnover on Fort Recovery. Here comes Valley, and the ball's tipped out of bounds by Callie Wendell out of the hands of Sienna Purden. So Valley will have it. Callie Wendell touched it last there. Inbounds pass to Townsend. Inside, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes to Callie Wendell. Come on, ladies, get a basket here. Callie Wendell comes down across the timeline. We've our problem not necessarily has been poor shooting tonight, but our problem has been the turnovers. We haven't been able to get shots because of the turnovers. Here's Maddie Guggenbiller missing. Three-pointer on the right side goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. They say it was last touch by Brenna Price, apparently touched it last. Kennedy Mollenkamp gets the inside pass. Now passes back out to Maddie Guggenbiller, and there's a foul called on Valley. They have a scoreboard here with all the numbers, but unfortunately I'm not in a position to see it. And there's Callie Wendell drilling a three to finally get us on the board. Callie Wendell makes it 5-3. Mississinewa Valley very quickly down the court. They like to get out and go with it. And Fort Recovery's been called for a foul as we fouled Brenna Price. So Price at the line for two shots. The first one's good. Maddie Guggenbiller will go out. One more for Brenna Price. It's up and good again. That makes the score 7-3. Fort Recovery down by four. With 4:30 to go here in the first quarter of play. There's a whistle and there's traveling called on Fort Recovery. Another Lady Indian turnover. Coming in for Valley is going to be Ingrid Ojeda, I believe it is. So Valley with the basketball. They lead 7-3. Ball's knocked away. Kennedy Mollenkamp knocked it loose, and they're going to call a foul on somebody here. I'm afraid on Kennedy. No. No, they're going to call a foul on Mississinewa Valley, Brenna Price. So we get the ball back. Price will go out of the lineup. I would bet that's number two on her. Full recovery, taking it up against the full court press. No problems. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp dribbling to the right. Back on the outside to Callie Wendell. In the lineup for Fort Recovery, Sage Luthold, Carly Niekamp. Also, Eva Colling came in a moment ago to replace Maddie Guggenbiller. Cross-court pass is thrown out of bounds. Carly Niekamp tried to hit Sage Luthold on the far sideline and threw it away. Timeout, Fort Recovery. 7-3 score. The Lady Indians down by 4 points here in the early going with 4 minutes left to go in the first period. We'll be back in just a moment.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It was only a 30-second timeout, so Assiniboia Valley will have the basketball when we resume action here. Sienna Purden is going to put it in play. Up the court comes the Blackhawks. Taylee Woodbury with it. She seems to be their quarterback. She'll fire a three, misses. Rebound comes down to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy will dribble out of the pack, and here she comes down across the timeline. She'll pass on the right side, and that should have been traveling. We lost the ball anyway. Carly Niekamp couldn't find her footing, actually traveled with the ball and then threw it away. So the Blackhawks have it again, 7-3 lead here by Missinaba Valley in the first quarter. And here is the ball being knocked away by Sage Luthold. Now it's loose, picked up by Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp. Carly's only a sophomore. Kennedy Mollenkamp now with it. She'll pass on the left side to Callie Wendell, back to Mollenkamp. Sage Luthold to Carly Niekamp, and Carly's going to be fouled by Valley. Be out of bounds here. Going to be the Lady Indians with the ball. Maddie Guggenbiller will throw it in. She just came back in, and Carly Niekamp will go out. Pass comes in to Kennedy Mollenkamp, up and in. Give the assist there to Maddie Guggenbiller, and Kennedy Mollenkamp hits the basket. That makes the score 7-5. Lady Indians only down by two here in the first quarter. Despite the fact that we committed a bunch of turnovers early, but we haven't had any in the last couple of minutes. So hopefully we've settled down now. Here's a shot from outside. Good. Three-pointer. Banks it in. Sienna Purden banked it in. Makes it 10-5 now. Lady Blackhawks on top by five. That hurt. Eva Kollig has the ball stolen from her. Here's a shot up from the right side. No good. And the foul is going to be called. Nope, no foul. Just thrown out of bounds. Actually, the ball went out of bounds after the shot, untouched by Fort Recovery. So Lady Indians have it back here. Again, Valley pressing full court. They've done that the whole game so far. Maddie Guggenbiller right side to Callie Wendell. Fires a three, won't go down. Rebound comes down to Valley. Sienna Purden pulls it down. Underneath, there's traveling and no call. And now we've got a jump ball called. And it's going to go to Missinaba Valley. Bob Stogler is again our scorebook keeper here tonight for the game. There's the ball thrown out of bounds by Valley as Sienna Purden tried to hit Brooklyn Subert with the basketball over on the right side, and it went out of her reach and out of bounds. Minute 35 to go here in the first quarter of play in the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Here's a reminder, if you need handicap medical equipment, maybe for a Christmas gift for someone, you'll find a bunch of handicap medical equipment, anything you would need, at the Calp Pharmacy Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Check them out. They have it all. Fort Recovery with the ball. Maddie Guggenbiller almost had it stolen away, but she got it back. Left side to Sage Luthold will sidestep and dribble in and fire a five-footer, and it's no good and goes out of bounds off of the Lady Indians. Ten-five score here. 1 minute to go in this first quarter of play. Right side, Carly Niekamp with it. She will pass it off. Sport Recovery steals the ball, passes it off to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Back to Mollenkamp. There's Callie Wendell on the left. Back to Mollenkamp. Back to Maddie Guggenbiller. Double teamed, and there's a foul called. Now the word must be out on Maddie Guggenbiller after she hit those three threes in the fourth quarter of the Arcanum game the other night. And she's basically, every time she gets the ball, she's double teamed. Maddie Guggenbiller will toss it in here for the Lady Indians. Callie Wendell gets it. Now to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back to Callie on the right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Three-point shot. No good. A little bit off. Rebound comes down to Valley. To Taylor Woodbury. Down to 20 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Assiniboine Valley ahead by 10-5 and now 12-5. And that was actually, I'm not sure who scored that basket. There's a foul called on right at the horn. Foul is called on Assiniboine Valley, and that ends the first period. The score 12-5, the Fort Recovery Indians trailing the Assiniboine Valley Lady Blackhawks. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, you'll find them in Fort Recovery, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. That's Cal Pharmacy. We'll be back with quarter number two. The score, 12-5, Valley on top over the Lady Indians.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Seat Lift Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Brenna Price had the basket a moment ago by Assiniboine Valley, which was her fourth point of the night, to put them up by a 12-5 margin. So Fort Recovery will get the ball to start the second quarter. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor here tonight, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Ball went out of bounds and last touch by Valley, so Fort Recovery puts it back in play. Maddie Guggenbiller into Kennedy Mollenkamp. There's Callie Wendell on the left. Kennedy Mollenkamp, right side to Guggenbiller. Mollenkamp, Callie Wendell tries to pass it inside, and it's kicked by Valley. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball out of bounds. 7:39 left to go here in the second quarter. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, again, our friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, where the score is 12-5. Here's a shot up and good by Sage Luthold. First basket of the game for Sage. Here's a shot by Valley, a three-pointer. It's up and good. Hitting that basket was Sienna Purden. It's her second three of the night. It's now 15-7. Lady Indians down by 8. Here's Maddie Guggenbiller on an open 3. Can't get it to go down. Rebound, Callie Wendell. Wendell back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Dribbling back to Callie Wendell. Up next for Fort Recovery, we are at New Bremen on Thursday. The game will be broadcasting here on the radio. And then Jay County comes to Fort Recovery on Saturday at 12 noon. Shots missed by the Lady Indians, picked up by Valley. Now it's knocked away and stolen by Fort Recovery. I think that might have been Eva Collig who tipped that away. Callie Wendell with it now. Over it goes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Guggenbiller back outside to Mollenkamp, around the horn on the left side. There's Callie Wendell with it. Kennedy Mollenkamp now. She'll pass off to Eva Collig. Collig dribbling the ball, stopping, and it's stolen away by Valley. Knocked loose by Callie Wendell, but Brenna Price gets it back, and now she lost it, but they say somebody from Fort Recovery tipped it out. So it'll be Valley's ball. 15-7 score. Here goes the inbounds pass. Assiniboine Valley outside shot. No good. Missing that one was Taylee Woodbury. Outside shot again by Woodbury. Missed it again. Another three-pointer. Rebound Valley on the garbage rebound. Shots up, no good. And it's going to be a foul on the play. Paige Emmerich will go to the free throw line. And Guggenbiller gets called for the foul. 5:49 remaining here in the first half. First shot's up, no good by Paige Emmerich. She'll have one more. Valley's pretty deep. They've got a lot of players on the bench. They are 1-1 on the year. Here's one more, up and good. So 1 of 2 for Paige Emmerich, and that makes the score 16-7. Assiniboine Valley in the lead here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Your dealer for those dependable New Holland tractors, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Callie Wendell misses a three. Valley with the rebound. Down comes Townsend. Up no good. Rebound comes down to Taylee Woodbury. She'll pass back outside. Ball is thrown away by Valley. It should be Fort Recovery's basketball. No? Well, I didn't see anybody touch that. I saw nobody touch that one from Fort Recovery. Inbounds pass goes out of bounds, and now it's going to go to Fort Recovery. So I guess justice prevails. 16-7 score, 9-point lead for the Blackhawks. Well, I had the privilege of broadcasting the state finals game with Assiniboine Valley back in 74, 75, something like that. When I was working for the Winchester, Indiana radio station, there's a three-pointer up and good by Maddie Guggenbiller, her first of the night. Makes it 16-10, only a six-point game now. That's when the Gelhouse boys play. Bobby Stump was on that team. Fun team to watch, and they played their state finals game at St. John Arena, which was a first for me. Assiniboine Valley decides to call a timeout. 4:44 to go in the first half. 16-10. Valley with a 6-point lead. We'll be back in just a moment.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Thanks to all of our sports sponsors, including Cooper Farms. And you can check out all their job opportunities by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. That'll give you a description of all the job opportunities available in their fine company. Assiniboine Valley has the ball back in play. They lead 16-9. Lead is a 7-point game right now. Left side, three-pointers, no good. Rebound comes down to Carly Niekamp. As missing that shot for the Blackhawks was Sienna Purden. And now there's a foul called on Assiniboine Valley. Carly Niekamp will go to the free throw line. Yeah, Steve Brewer was the head coach of the Blackhawks back in those days when they went to the Final Four in boys basketball. Free throws up and no good. And out of bounds it goes. That was a 1-1. It's going to be given to Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp still looking for her first point of the night this evening. Here's Callie Wendell. Oh, in and out on a three. Maddie Guggenbiller gets the rebound, and she is fouled by Townsend. So Maddie Guggenbiller will go to the free throw line. She'll have two shots here. She has 3 points on the night on her three-point basket here in the first half of play. Has a chance to get two more right here. First one is no good off the back of the rim. Again, we'll have Colts football coming up in an hour. The pregame at 7:30 with the game time about 8:30. Free throws up and good by Maddie. So she has 4 points on the night now, and it's 16-10. Assiniboine Valley comes down. It's only a six-point game. Oh, almost stolen by Carly Niekamp, but the Blackhawks got it back. Here's Woodbury firing it up. Misses a three. Rebound Townsend. Back up to Woodbury. Woodbury drives in and misses, and she is fouled. She'll be at the free throw line with two free throws. That's Taylee Woodbury will have two free throws coming here. She has yet to score this evening. That foul was called on Sage Luthold, number one on Sage. Free throw is up and no good off the back of the rim. Once again, your score here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter, 16-10, Lady Indians trailing by six. You know, you'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. That free throw's no good, but Valley got the rebound. Here's a shot from outside on a three, missed. Rebound by Townsend, no good. Rebound back up, no good by Purdon. Rebound Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp. Niekamp feeds over to Maddie Guggenbiller. Here's Callie Wendell driving the baseline. Mollenkamp back outside it goes to Carly Niekamp. Here's Sage Luthold missing a shot from the just inside the top of the key. And so Valley has the basketball. Here's an outside shot, no good. Rebound's tipped around. Maddie Guggenbiller to Callie Wendell. She's got an opening, drives down and lays it up and got it. Callie Wendell gets a basket to give her 5 points. She leads us in scoring, 16-12. Indians only down by four here in this first half of play. Here's a shot up, no good. Rebound Carly Niekamp. As missing that one was Sienna Purdon. Down comes Kennedy Mollenkamp back outside. Here's Maddie Guggenbiller on a three, and she drains it. And now Maddie Guggenbiller moves into the lead in scoring as she has 7 points on the night, including two threes. It's a one-point game. How about that? 16-15. Fort Recovery only down by one here. Here's a three-point shot up and no good by Woodbury. Rebound comes down. There's a drive up and in. Sienna Purdon scoring. Makes it 18-15. She actually should have been called for a foul there. She pushed off on one of the Lady Indians after the rebound, but oh well. Shots up and no good by Callie Wendell. Here comes Miss Cinnamon Valley. Down across the timeline is the Blackhawks, Taylor Woodbury. Passing over on the right side to Purdon. Comes inside now to Price. She misses it. Back up no good by Townsend. Battle for the ball. Who's going to get it? Looks like it's going to be Valley with the basketball. Last touch by the Indians. 1:54 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. You know, for outstanding service for all of your farm and lawn and garden equipment, see K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. The score is 18-15. Fort Recovery down by three. And there's a foul called on Kennedy Mollenkamp. She apparently fouled Taylee Woodbury. That's only number one on Kennedy, so she is in no problem here. Here's the ball tapped around, loose. Goes out of bounds. Who's going to get it? You see, Valley will have the basketball. Rob Weaver here. We're on FortRecoveryRadio.com and also on WPGW Radio. Here's a drive to the hoop. The pass off. Price puts it up no good. Got the rebound and scored. Brenna Price gets her 6 points of the night. Makes the score now 20-15. Fort Recovery having trouble with the press. Eva Kolick had to chase it down. Double teamed. now we have a timeout call by Holly Gann of the Lady Indians. Timeout, Fort Recovery, 1:28 to go in the first half. The score is 20-15. Fort Recovery down by 5. We'll be back in just a moment.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back here at the Missinaba Valley High School. Not a huge gym, but a nice gym. I think they put new seats in it in the last few years. Fort Recovery with the ball here. Down to 1:20 to go in the first half. Here's Maddie Guggenbiller driving in, firing, and got it. In the lane, about right at the free throw line, Guggenbiller scoring. That gives Maddie a total now of 9 points on the day. And it's 20-17. Lady Indians down by only 3 points. Here's a right side drive by Woodbury. Puts it up. It's short. Off the rim. Rebound comes down. Back up. No good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Feeds it out to Callie Wendell. She'll come down and score. Callie Wendell makes it a one-point game, 20-19. Lady Indians have not led in this game, but they're getting close here. 20-19 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Lady Indians down by one. There's a shot up and no good by Woodbury, by Taylor Woodbury, and Maddie Guggenbiller gets called for the foul, and that's number two on Maddie. And she is going to come out of the game here. Woodbury at the free throw line could widen the gap to 3 points. Eyes the basket, puts it up, and it is good. That's her first point of the game. She missed two free throws earlier, was 0 for 2 at the line. 27 seconds left to go in the first half. 21-19 the score. One more for Woodbury. It's up, and it is also good. So the last time she was 0 for 2, this time she's 2 for 2. Fort Recovery has the ball, chance to score before time expires here in the first half. Sage Luthold goes into the middle. Carly Niekamp on the left to Callie Wendell. Open, misses. Rebound chased down by Valley. Here comes Woodbury down, and she is fouled by Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell will pick up personal foul number one. Makes it 22-19. It is 1-1, and Woodbury goes back to the free throw line. She was just there a moment ago and hit two. Let's hope she doesn't do that again. Bounces the basketball. Lets it fly. It is no good. Missed the first one. And ball is being fought for, and I think it's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery. 8 seconds left to go. We have a chance to carve this lead down a little bit. 22-19. Let's see what the Lady Indians do here. They put Maddie Guggenbiller back in to shoot the ball if she can get a good shot. Kennedy Mollenkamp brings it up, passes to Guggenbiller on the left. She'll dump it off. Callie Wendell fires and misses, and that's the end of the first half of play. 22-19, the Missinaba Valley Blackhawks lead here at the end of halftime. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. You know, see the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Great Plains, and of course, K&L is your dealer for New Holland tractors and Kloss Farm equipment, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We'll be back with the halftime stats for you coming your way in just a moment here on PG14 WPGW FM at 100.9 on your FM dial right after we pause for this commercial break.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. If you or a loved one is 65 or over, it's time to review your Medicare Part D coverage. Plan options continue to change every year. If you are concerned about the cost of your Medicare drugs and coverage, Kalp Pharmacy can help with a free plan comparison to make sure you get the medications you need. To set up a free Medicare plan review, visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, or call 1-800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
And I might say I was in to see Jill the other day, got my evaluation. Yes, I am on Medicare. I have to admit it. Anyway, they do a great job giving you a free evaluation of your Medicare plan. And who knows, they can save. They might be able to save you some money, so check it out. All you have to do is call and make an appointment to meet with Jill Andrews about your Medicare plan. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Mississinewall Valley High School, where the score is 22-19 at the half. Lady Indians have never led in this game, but they came with one point here in the second quarter. Just couldn't quite get the break they needed to get the lead. Let's take a look at the scoring here in this first half of play. For Mississinewall Valley, Taylor Woodbury has 2 points on the evening so far. She hit on 2 out of 6. At the free throw line for her 2 points. It was Jocelyn Hoggett. Jocelyn Hoggett with 3 points on the evening. She had a 2-point goal and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line, so she has 3 points. Brenna Price has a total of 6 points on the night. Brenna has 2 2-point goals, and she hit on 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. Sienna Purden has 8 points. She's a long-range gunner. She has 2 threes on the night and 1 2-point basket for her 8 points on the evening. And it was Mackenzie Townsend with 2 points. Mackenzie's a tall young lady who plays the middle. She had a 2-point goal in the first quarter of play, and that's her 2 points. So we have 8 points for Sienna Purden, 6 points for Brenna Price, 3 points for Jocelyn Hoggett, and 2 points apiece for Taylor Woodbury and also Mackenzie Townsend. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, we are led tonight so far by Maddie Guggenbiller, who has a total of 9 points on the evening. Maddie hit on 2 threes in the first half and 1 2-point goal, and then was 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for her 9 points. Next in line comes Callie Wendell. Callie has 7 points on the evening. She hit on a 3 and has 2 2-point goals for 7. She has not been to the free throw line yet. Kennedy Mollenkamp has 2 points on a 2-point goal. Sage Luthold has 2 points on a 2-point goal. And Carly Niekamp did not score in the first half. 0-for-1 at the free throw line for Carly Niekamp. So again, Fort Recovery led by Maddie Guggenbiller with 9. Maddie did lead the team in scoring in the last game also, including those 3 3-point shots she hit in the fourth quarter. 7 points for Callie Wendell, 2 points apiece for Sage Luthold and Kennedy Mullenkamp. Once again, the halftime score, 22-19, Fort Recovery Lady Indians trailing the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated #1 for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at the home of the Blackhawks, the score 22-19, Fort Recovery down by 3 points, and that's all here at the half. So definitely in the ball game, that is for sure. Kind of reviewing what's coming up this week. Thursday night, Fort Recovery will be at New Bremen for a girls' basketball game. We'll have that broadcast for you here on the radio. On Saturday, it's Fort Recovery playing Jay County, the boys and the girls. The girls will play first at noon, and that'll be at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Jay County at Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery's got their hands full in that one. Jay County's having a really nice year this year with a 5-1 record. And then should be a big battle on Saturday night, Fort Recovery and Jay County. That game will be at Jay County. That'll be the home opener of the year for the Patriots. The Patriots have a game on Friday up at Woodland. So we'll have both the reserve and varsity games for you on Saturday night right here on the radio between Fort Recovery and Jay County's boys. 6 o'clock will be the start of the junior varsity game with the varsity game to follow at around 7:30. So again, Fort Recovery's girls at New Bremen on Thursday. On Saturday, Fort Recovery boys and girls playing Jay County. The girls play at noon at Fort Recovery. The boys play at 6 with the JV game at Jay County, followed by the varsity contests. Just about a minute away from the start of the second half of play here. Mississinewa Valley 1-1 on the season. Fort Recovery at 0-1, losing that heartbreaking overtime game against Arcanum last weekend. It wasn't this past Saturday, but was a week ago on Saturday night, Saturday before Thanksgiving. Once again, Holly Gann, the head coach of the Lady Indians. She's also our athletic director, and the head coach of Mississinewa Valley is Michael Page. And we're just about set to go here with the second half of play. Lady Indians certainly in the thick of things here, and they committed a lot of turnovers early, but things kind of settled down, and not as many turnovers in the second quarter at all. So let's hope that trend continues. because Valley is basically continuing to press, but their press has not been as effective as it was in the early minutes, which is usually the case. Here's Woodbury firing for Mississinawa Valley, and she hits a basket. I don't know why the official stopped the game there for some reason. I guess we're resuming. So Woodbury gets her first field goal of the night, and there's the ball tipped out of bounds. I think it was last touch. Oh, Fort Recovery just lost it. Turnover on the Lady Indians. Well, not a good start here for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in the third quarter. 24-19 the score. Here's a travel call on Valley. They say that Mississinawa Valley's Brenna Price fell down and traveled. Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your friends at Cooper Farms, several area locations to serve you. And Fort Recovery just threw it away. Another turnover. Bad pass. Brenna Price back outside to Valley. Here's a three-point basket up and no good by Sienna Purden. Rebound Fort Recovery. Down comes Kennedy Mollenkamp. Goes all the way underneath and missed the shot. Got too far underneath. And Valley picks up the rebound. Here's Woodbury with the ball. Feeds it off. Outside shot. Up, no good. Rebound Carly Niekamp of Fort Recovery as Sienna Purden missed that shot. Down come the Lady Indians. Callie Wendell, a floater, won't go from the left side. And there's a foul on the rebound on Fort Recovery. Not getting any breaks here early on in this one. Mississinawa Valley's built their lead back up to 24-19 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. And Valley has the ball back again, so they could widen it even further here. Taylee Woodbury brings it up across the timeline. They feed inside to Townsend, puts it up, missed it. Rebound up and no good by Brenna Price. And there is a foul called on Fort Recovery on Sage Luthold. I think that's number two on Sage. Yes, it is. So Jocelyn Hoggett will toss it in here. And she threw it away. Nobody's going to catch up with that, I don't think. Fort Recovery touched it last, and Valley will get it back. Kennedy Mollenkamp tried to grab it and save it from going out of bounds. She probably would have been better off just to let it go out of bounds and hope that nobody else touched it, because Valley was the last one to touch the ball. But that didn't happen. So the Lady Indians back on defense. Here's a shot up and good. Two-point basket for Sienna Purden, giving her a total of 10 points on the night. Now she's the first one to reach double digits. Left side it goes to Sage Luthold. Turns around, fires, misses. Rebound comes down to Woodbury. She'll pass down here. Up and no good by Sienna Purden. And Purden is fouled in the act of shooting. Second foul on Kennedy Mollenkamp. So at the free throw line, Purden puts it up and missed it. This was her first free throw of the night. Kennedy Mollenkamp goes out of the game. I think Eva Colley came in her place. Free throws up and off the front of the rim, no good. And last touch by Fort Recovery goes to Mississinawa Valley. So she misses both the free throws, but the Blackhawks get the ball back. They lead here 26-19. Now Fort Recovery, Carly Niekamp stole the ball. She tried to bounce it off the leg of one of the Blackhawks as she was hemmed in there, and she couldn't get it done, and the Blackhawks come up with the ball. Now Carly Niekamp steals it away again. Well, she didn't get it the first time. She said, I'll show you, and got the steal that time. Outside to Callie Wendell. Left side to Eva Kolig. Bounce pass goes Sage Luthold, top of the key. Sage dribbles. Passes on the left to Maddie Guggenbiller. Carly Niekamp on the right. Callie Wendell gets the baseline shot and no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery, I think. And they're going to say it was tipped out of bounds by the Blackhawks. 26-19. We have not scored here in this third quarter. Valley's only scored 4 points, but they lead by 7 now. Shot by Callie Wendell. Good. There we go. Callie Wendell hits a 3-pointer, giving her 10 points on the evening. She's in double figures. First one for Fort Recovery to be in double figures. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery, as it was Brooklyn Subert, who hasn't played much tonight. She's in the game, and she was fouled. Call that on Maddie Guggenbiller, and that gives the third foul now on Maddie Guggenbiller. Free throws up and good by Subert. She will have one more. Bounces the ball. Subert eyes it, puts it up, and it is no good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. So Subert missed both free throws. Kennedy Mollenkamp, right side, tried to pass it off to Maddie Guggenbiller. It's stolen by Miss Cinnabon Valley's Sienna Purton. Down comes the Blackhawks. It's up and good by Subert. Subert gets a lay-in. That makes it 29-22. Valley up by 7, and there's a foul called on Miss Cinnabon Valley. Reaching in on Callie Wendell. That's the third foul called on Brooklyn Subert. And she will come out of the game. Here comes the Lady Indians putting the ball in play. Callie Wendell misses a 3-point shot. Rebound comes down to Valley. That might have been partially blocked. Here's a shot up. No good. Rebound comes down to Woodbury. She'll turn, fire, miss. Air ball. And it goes to Fort Recovery. Trying to save it there for the Lady Blackhawks was Soshi Lozana. And she came down out of bounds with the ball. She just came off the bench a moment ago. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the basketball. On the left side it goes. Callie Wendell back out top to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Right side, Sage Luthold. Luthold will look. Pass back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Callie Wendell on the left. Back out top to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Dribbles the ball. Passing off here to Callie Wendell. Back to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Sage Luthold gets the ball down low. And there's a jump ball called. Goes to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. Been a very ho-hum quarter here for Fort Recovery. Only 3 points. That was a 3-pointer by Callie Wendell, and that's been it in the quarter for us. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp, and she is tied up. And it goes Miss Cinnabon Valley on the alternating possession. So tossing it in here will be Sienna Purton. Comes in to Taylor Woodbury. Woodbury out front with the basketball. Dribbling, goes left, and it's off the leg of Carly Niekamp and out of bounds. Very, very young Fort Recovery team. Only one senior on the entire roster. It's Maddie Guggenbiller. Our other starters, we had two sophomores and two juniors starting. Here's a shot up and no good by Townsend. They're going to call her for traveling with the basketball. .29-22. Fort Recovery with the ball. Third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms. You'll find Cooper Farms locations in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg. They'd love to buy your corn to sell your corn to Cooper Farms. Call 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Cooper Farms, your friends here to help you out with your farming operation. Kennedy Mollenkamp, right side to Maddie Guggenbiller, tries to pass in the middle. It's broken up by Valley. Steele, another turnover by the Indians. Here's Woodbury firing a 10-footer, no good, out of bounds. It goes. They say it went off of Valley. So Maddie Guggenbiller will toss it in here. Once again, Assiniboia Valley using a full-court zone press here. Brenna Price, who was sitting out, comes back in. And Lozano goes out. Inside to Eva Collig, and she couldn't catch up with it. Ball goes off of her, out of bounds. It'll be given to Mississinawa Valley. Another Fort Recovery turnover. Now, this game really is fairly similar to the Arcanum game we had a week ago. Quite a few turnovers. Poor shooting by Fort Recovery. Valley missed a shot. Fort Recovery got the rebound. Here's Maddie Guggenbiller. Sidesteps her defender. Takes a couple of dribbles and hits the shot. Guggenbiller with a two-point basket. That gives her a total now of 11 on the night. She leads Fort Recovery in scoring now. And there's a three-point counter by Sienna Purden. That's her third three of the night. That makes it 32-24. That's one of the biggest leads of the game for Mississinawa Valley. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left side. It goes to Sage Luthold. Sage will dribble, passing inside to Mollenkamp. Back out to Callie Wendell. Back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left to Maddie Guggenbiller. Three-point shot. Good shot, but doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Brenna Price for Mississinawa Valley. They tried to feed inside to Townsend. The pass was too low, and Townsend just couldn't get it. It went off of her foot, actually. Fort Recovery gets the ball back. Turnover by Valley. 1:25 left to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Fort Recovery down by 8, 32-24. Mollenkamp will feed over to Carly Niekamp. Outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp, around the horn. Maddie Guggenbiller on a three, doesn't go. Rebound comes to Brenna Price. And a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mollenkamp. Well, the Lady Indians have been able to get done what they wanted to do there and get Maddie Guggenbiller a good shot, but she just right now she's just off the mark. This is WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Glad to have you folks tuned into the broadcast tonight. Again, we'll be at New Bremen on Thursday to bring you the game between Fort Recovery and New Bremen. Shots fired up, no good by Woodbury. That was a long-range three-pointer, but Valley got the rebound. Inside to Brenna Price. She tries to shoot, and she's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. And she will go to the free throw line with two. That was the fourth foul called on Kennedy Mollenkamp. Let's see what Coach Gann decides to do here. Brenna Price has been there once before and hit both of them. She has two more here, and the first one's no good. Eva Collig is going to come in, and Kennedy Mollenkamp is going to go out. So Mollenkamp will hit the bench with those four fouls on her. Here's the next free throw. It is up and no good off the rim. Rebound comes to Carly Niekamp. Carly to Maddie Guggenbiller, and there's a foul called on Brenna Price as she fouled Maddie Guggenbiller as Guggenbiller was trying to pass the ball down the court. Check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. That's cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. And they'd love to have you working for Cooper Farms. Left side to Eva Kollig, and we have a foul called on Valley. 27 seconds remaining. No shooting foul here. Out of bounds to the Indians. Boy, we could use a basket here. Carve that lead down to 6. Pass comes in to Callie Wendell. Here's Maddie Guggenbiller. She'll drive in, stop, fires, and miss. Rebound out of bounds. Who gets it? It's Cinnabon Valley. Callie Wendell has a 3 in this quarter. And then we had one other basket in this quarter, scored by Maddie Guggenbiller. There's a shot missed by Valley. Got their own rebound. Missed it again, and the horn sounds, and that's the end of the quarter. 32 for the Blackhawks, 24 for the Lady Indians. Again, this third quarter scoreboard has been brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well for your farming operation. That's Cooper Farms. Again, give them a call at 800-637-7161. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter coming your way in just a moment, right after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, the Indians do have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Maybe that's a good positive omen. Up, we threw it away. Stolen by Valley, and they missed the layup. That's a good thing. Maddie Guggenbiller comes down with a rebound, and she is promptly fouled. Missing the layup there for the Lady Blackhawks was Sienna Purton, one of their better players. She just flat out missed it. Maddie Guggenbiller will toss the ball in to Callie Wendell. Wendell brings it up across the timeline. Right side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Now to Eva Kollig. Passing inside to Maddie Guggenbiller. She lost the ball. Turnover, Lady Indians. Valley with the shot. There's a blast up and no good. Rebound Townsend, no good. And it goes out of bounds to Miss Cinnabon Valley. Once again, that was Purden who missed that shot a moment ago in the first one, and then Townsend got the rebound and missed that. Inbounds pass goes outside to Woodbury. Dribbling the basketball, Taylor Woodbury comes to the right side against Eva Kollig. Cuts back to the left, goes down the lane, puts it up no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Here's Callie Wendell getting the feed, drives in and missed it. She is fouled in the act of shooting. Callie Wendell will have 2 shots here. Once again on the radio station, Eric Catterly will take you to the Colts game coming up right after our broadcast from Mississippi Valley. Callie Wendell puts up the free throw and got it. That was her first free throw of the night. She will have one more, and it is no good. It's a 7-point lead, 32-25. Valley gets the rebound. out front with the basketball. Assiniboine Valley's Jocelyn Hoggett. Dribbling the ball now is Woodbury. She'll pass it off, gets it back, drives the lane, and scores. Taylee Woodbury gets a basket. She has 6 points on the evening. Here's a shot fired up and good from the right side by Eva Colleg. Eva's first basket of the game. I think that might be her first basket of the season so far. I'm not sure she scored last week against Arcanum. Here's a drive by Valley, and a foul is going to be called on Carly Niekamp. Driving to the hoop there for Missinawall Valley was Jocelyn. Brooklyn Subert. Subert at the free throw line. She's 0 for 2 at the line so far. Here's the third shot, and it's no good. That was way, way off the mark. Way too long. No arch on it at all. I would say the chances she won't hit this one. It's up and a much better arch, but it's too short. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Nope, stolen away by Subert. She puts it up, no good for Valley. A battle for the ball. Goes out of bounds. Picked up by Callie Wendell. Wendell gives back to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp to Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller dribbles down. We trail by 7. Oh, tried to pass inside to Sage Luthold. It's stolen by Valley. Here's a shot by Woodbury up, no good. Rebound up by Subert, no good. Tipped out of bounds. Goes to Missinawall Valley out of bounds. Down to 5:31 left to go in the game here. Lady Indians trailing here 34-27 in this fourth quarter of play. Here's Subert with the ball, drives to the hole, missed the shot. That was wide open. Rebounds, Sage Luthold. Sage will dump it over here to Callie Wendell. Wendell comes down, drives in, stops, fires, and can't get it to go down. Bodies all over the place. Missinawall Valley comes down with the basketball. Rebound came down to Brooklyn Subert. Here's an outside shot up and no good. Scramble for the ball, and it's going to be a foul called on the play. I think maybe Eva Colleg gets called. Yes. Eva Colleg picks up her second personal foul. Eva's a 5'7 sophomore for the Lady Indians at the free throw line. The Blackhawks up and good by Jocelyn Hoggetts. She is perfect from the line tonight, 2 out of 2. She will have one more. This one's up, and it's good again. She is 3 out of 3. You can't beat that. And Fort Recovery has the basketball, now trailing by 9, 36-27, with 4:55 to go in the game. Inside to Eva Colleg. And there is a foul called. Nope, jump ball called. Jump ball called. It goes to Valley on the alternating possession. 36-27. Valley on top of Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery has never led in the game. Got it down to within 1 point at one time there in the first half. Only trailed by 3 at halftime. But it's a 9-point game at the moment, 36-27. Valley underneath, it's up and good. Jocelyn Hoggett scoring. Down, shots fired up, no good, and a foul's going to be called as Eva Colleg put it in the air. She will be at the free throw line with 2 shots. Brenna Price picks up her third personal foul there. So Eva Colleg at the free throw line. It's up and no good. She will have one more here. Up and no good again. Makes a score still at 38-27, 11-point lead, and there's a foul on Fort Recovery, and things are not looking so good here. At the free throw line is Brooklyn Suberts, a freshman, nice-looking freshman. Puts it up no good. She is the only freshman who's played for either team here tonight. Puts this one up, and it is good this time. Hits one of two. 39-27. Lead is now 12. Valley in the lead over Fort Recovery. When the last quarter of play, and Kennedy Mollenkamp lost the ball. Picked up, though, by Eva Kollig, and now what? Fort Recovery calls timeout. Timeout, Lady Indians. We'll be back in a moment here at Missinaba Valley High School. Fort Recovery trailing 39-27.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy and locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
60-second timeout is over, and we'll resume action here. Fort Recovery with the ball. They are running out of time. They need to go to their secret weapon, Maddie Guggenbiller's three-point shots. Hopefully she can hit some of these. Down by 12 points, 39-27. That's the biggest lead of the game for the Blackhawks. Here goes the inbounds pass to Callie Wendell. Callie's another one that can hit some threes. Maddie Guggenbiller goes inside on the left to Kennedy Mollenkamp, fires and hits. Kennedy Mollenkamp back in the game now, even though she has four fouls. That gives her 4 points on the night, and it's 39-29. Valley with the basketball. There's Woodbury on the right. She'll fire a three-point shot. Good. Step back three-pointer by Taylee Woodbury. She's attempted several of those threes tonight, and that's the first one she's been able to hit. Unfortunately, a bad time for the Lady Indians. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp passing off to Sage Luthold, back out to Maddie Guggenbiller. Here's Callie Wendell on a three, won't go down. Rebound comes to Missinaba Valley. Down inside, shots fired up and good. Brenna Price scoring. Gives her a total of 8 points on the night. It's now 44-29. Down to 2:32 left to go in the game. Fort Recovery with the basketball trailing. And there's a foul called on the Lady Blackhawks. That's whistled on Jocelyn Hoggetts. So going to the free throw line here will be Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbles the basketball, eyes and flies, and it's good. Callie Wendell has a total of 12 points on the night now. This one's up and no good off the rim. Rebound comes down to Callie. Gives it over to Niekamp. Here's a shot blocked. Three-pointer by Guggenbiller was blocked. Valley got the ball, and down they come, and they're fouled in the act of shooting.
Hey,
Callie Wendell picks up the foul, and so going to the free throw line for Valley here is Taylee Woodbury. First one is good. She's not been the greatest from the line tonight. She was only 2 out of 6 until that one. This one's up and good. Got them both there. She's either hit them both or missed them both. She's been to the line 4 times tonight, 4 out of 8. Shot from the right side is no good on a 3-point shot by Callie Wendell. Rebound comes down, out of bounds. Who's going to get it? It's going to be Fort Recovery's basketball. Two minutes exactly left to go in the basketball game. Callie Wendell with it. And there's a foul call. It's loose, and foul's going to be whistled on Missinawa Valley. Brenna Price picks up the foul. That's her 4th personal foul. So Kennedy Mullenkamp will go to the free throw line here. This is her first time at the line. Total of 4 points on the evening on 2 2-point baskets for Kennedy. Fort Recovery trailed at halftime, a score of 22-19, trailed 32-24 after 3, and now we trail 46-30 here in the fourth quarter. Free throw is no good by Kennedy Mullenkamp. And a scramble for the ball and a whistle, and what would he got? Going to be Fort Recovery's basketball. Called a foul there on Brenna Price, which is her 4th. Kennedy Mullenkamp back out to Callie Wendell. There's Maddie Guggenbiller on the left side shot. No good. Correction, that was not Maddie. Yes, it was Maddie. She just cannot find the range tonight like she did the other night, unfortunately. She is our 2nd leading scorer. She has 11 points on the night. Here's Callie Wendell on a 3, no good. Rebound comes to Valley. Minute 28 left to go in the game. Underneath to Townsend, turns, fires, hits. Mackenzie Townsend gets her 2nd basket of the evening. That makes it 48-30. Maddie Guggenbiller tried to pass inside to Sage Luthold, but the pass was deflected by Valley. So it will be Fort Recovery's basketball out of bounds. Maddie Guggenbiller will put it in play here. Goes out to Kennedy Mullenkamp on the left. There's Niekamp firing, missing, but she is fouled in the act of shooting. Carly's been to the line 1 other time, was 0-for-1. This time she will have 2 shots, fouled in the act of shooting. 1:09 left to go in the 4th quarter. Carly puts it up, and it's good. Makes a score 48-31 now. Tomorrow night on the radio, we'll have Jay County hosting Northeastern in girls basketball. Jay County will play Fort Recovery on Saturday at noon. That 2nd one is no good by Carly. Rebound comes to Valley. So Carly Niekamp with just 1 point on the night now, after hitting that free throw a moment ago, and there is timeout called by Missinawa Valley. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Now Fort Recovery is going to go to 0-2 on the year. They're trailing here 48-31 to the Lady Blackhawks. Missinawa in the 2nd half of play has scored 26 points. Fort Recovery has only scored 12 points in the second half of play. We only trailed by three at halftime, 22-19. But a combination of too many turnovers and not enough shooting doing the Indians in tonight, which was pretty much the case the other night as well, even though we did have an overtime game. Got some great shooting by Maddie Guggenbiller in the fourth quarter and Callie Wendell the other night, and we're not getting that here tonight. Valley with the ball. Woodbury drives in and scores. Gives her 13 points on the night. And there's the ball. Boy, there's been a lot of whistles in this game. A lot of balls being knocked out of bounds. A lot of fouls. Fort Recovery has the basketball here. Maddie Guggenbiller will toss it in to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Down to 46 seconds now. Right side to Guggenbiller. Stops, fires, and can't connect. There's a foul on Price, and she fouls out of the game. Brenna Price will foul out, and coming in to replace her will be Mackenzie Townsend. That's the only player that we've had foul out so far tonight for either side. Valley's going to win a lot of games this year. They're going to go to 2-1. There's a free throw up, and good. Carly Niekamp at the free throw line. Fort Recovery is going to drop to 0-2 with a loss here. This one's good again. And two nice-looking free throws there for Carly. Makes the score 50-33. Valley with the basketball. Yeah, I'm just going to run the clock out here. Yep, just going to run the clock out. Down to 7 seconds. There's your final score. Valley 50 and Fort Recovery 33. Again, missing a ball. Valley improves to 2-1. Fort Recovery drops to 0-2 with the loss here this evening. We'll be back to give you the scoring wrap-up right after we pause for this.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Mississippi Valley, giving you the scoring wrap-up real quickly. Taylor Woodbury had 13 points to be one of the leading scorers for Mississippi Valley. She had three two-point baskets, a three-point shot, and had 4 out of 8 at the free throw line. Is that going to be 13? Let me see here. We got, 13 points. Jocelyn Hoggett ended up with 7 points on the night, 2 two-point baskets, and 3 out of 3 at the free throw line. Brenna Price had 8 points on the night, only had 2 points in the second half, though. She had 3 two-point goals and 2 out of 4 at the free throw line for her 8 points. Sienna Purden had a nice night for them. She ended up with 13 points on the night, 8 the first half, 5 in the second half. Hit on 3 threes and had 2 twos and was 0 for 2 at the free throw line for her 13 points. Brooklyn Subert ended up the night with a total of 3 points, a 2-point goal, and 1 out of 5 at the free throw line. It was Mackenzie Townsend ending up with 4 points on the night. She had 2 in each half. That was the scoring for Mississippi Valley. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, Carly Niekamp had 3 points on the night, hitting on 3 of 5. It was Eva Collig, 2 points on the night on a 2-point goal. She was 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Callie Wendell had a total this evening of 12 points, 7 the first half and 5 the second. Sage Luthold had 2 points all in the first half. Kennedy Mollenkamp ended up with 4 points, 2 the first half, 2 the second, and was 0 for 1 at the free throw line. Maddie Guggenbiller had a total of 10 points on the night, only 1 point in the second half, as Maddie had 2 two-point goals, 2 three-point goals, and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for her 11. Actually, she had 11 points, not 10, so she had 2 points in the second half. So again, for Fort Recovery, leading the way was Callie Wendell with 12. Maddie Guggenbiller had 11. 4 points for Kennedy Mollenkamp, 3 for Carly Niekamp, and 2 for Eva Collig. Again, for the Valley, they were led in scoring by both Sienna Purden, Taylor Woodbury with 13 points apiece, 8 points for Brenna Price, 7 for Jocelyn Hoggett, 4 points for Mackenzie Townsend, and 3 points for Brooklyn Subert. 50-33 was the final score. Fort Recovery trailed 22-19 at the half. Trailed after 3, 32-24. And again, your final 50-33. So the Lady Indians will try to get their first win on Thursday when they travel to New Bremen. That'll probably be a tough task. And then they take on tough Jay County on Saturday. Jay County's 5-1 on the year. That's going to be a tough task for sure. Fort Recovery Jay County game is at noon on Saturday. And don't forget the Fort Recovery boys will play Jay County on Saturday night. That game will be at Jay County High School on Saturday night. The girls game is at the Fortside Fieldhouse between Jay and Fort Recovery. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight from Missinawa Valley High School. Stay tuned for the Colts game coming up. Colts taking on the Steelers tonight here on 100.9 FM. Good night, everybody.